Hey guys, my name's Nick, and you guys are listening to a very special Japan Top 10 April Fools episode. If you guys are new to the MTI podcasts, it's an annual tradition that producer Jack loves to do where the hosts, so me and Elizabeth, we react to a few music videos on YouTube. And these videos tend to be on the weirder side, so we'll see where this goes. Oh, and we don't know what these songs are beforehand. He sends us links and we open them and we react. And you can listen to us react to these music videos. All right. I'm opening the first link and it is Eric Prydz with Call on Me. And the music's starting now. Oh. I'm pretty sure I've seen this music video before. Yeah, it's. Oh, I definitely know this song. Yeah, Call on Me. Yeah, I know this song. And I have seen this music video. For those who don't know, it's actually a very catchy song, so I'm not gonna lie, I kinda like it. The music video comprises of a bunch of scantily clad girls in yoga outfits working out to the song or doing some sort of yoga routine that involves a lot of pelvic thrusts, and the person leading the routine, I guess. Oh no, he's not leading. Okay, anyway, there's this one really creepy, sweaty guy in a white t-shirt who's just in the middle of these girls, and he's just following everyone, really, really enjoying himself. And oh, I think everyone's enjoying themselves. Everyone's really happy and really, really getting into their workout that involves a lot of interesting movements. But the guy seems to be enjoying it the most. He's smiling a lot, and it looks kind of weird. Okay, there. There's a lot of pelvic thrusts, and they're doing the bridge stretch, but with thrusting their pelvis a lot. And there's more close-ups of the girls and what they're doing with their legs. There's a lot of movement. Oh, okay, now they're touching themselves and swinging their hair. Everyone's really sweaty. And they're just close-up shots of the people's bodies and of them touching themselves. Everyone's hair is really, really sweaty. And they're just really, really passionate about their workout. This one person is rubbing herself with a blanket, posing very seductively for the camera. And now they're back to dancing. Thank goodness this song is almost over. I believe it's just 3 minutes of the exact same, well, it's not the exact same routine, but it's more or less very similar. Just repeated shots of girls, and then occasionally see the creepy guy smiling and having the time of his life. I'm gonna read the comments here. The top comment, or the first comment is, "I like that part where he sings Call on Me. It's so damn deep." And the entire song is made up of Call on Me. Oh, at the end, the guy gets with the girl. Nice. So that was called Call on Me by Eric Prydz. And this song's from 2004. And oh my, there's some pretty inappropriate comments in the comment section. If you can find this on YouTube, you can search them up yourself because I don't think I should be saying this on air. And ooh, still a better love story than Twilight. Nice. A feminist's worst nightmare. Edgy. Yeah, wow. Me and my sister used to watch this when my parents were asleep, like if it was a porno, and laugh at the lady's butt. Wonder how old this commenter is. Interesting. Okay, that was not too bad. I was just reading off the YouTube comments.
Hi everyone, it's Elizabeth here, and I am coming to you guys with apparently an annual thing that MTI Countdowns does. It's an April Fool's thing where Jack picks three videos, to my knowledge, three videos for random hosts or people on the show to react to, and it's possibly something we haven't seen before, but we've possibly seen it in the past. I do not know. It's my first time doing this, and I'm sort of kind of scared because Jack gave me an example from before, and I am not very satisfied with those picks, but we will. I didn't watch the videos from then, but I listened to the commentary, and I'm not. Yeah, no, no. So right now, I will just open the first one. Okay, so the first song is Benny Benassi Satisfaction. So right off the bat, this actually, I think I know the song. It might be sung in the past by Britney Spears. I could be wrong because I haven't listened to it yet, but we'll see. Give me a second. Pause, damn it. Pause.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Right off the bat, I'm not liking this. It's a sexy video. Oh, jeez. A lot of girls in bikinis, and they're doing unnecessary work, like drilling, and I don't know why it had to give a description of it. Yeah, Jack, I hate you. Yes, they're I don't know why, but they're describing tools while the girls are using the tools. So this next one is belt sander. Yeah, that was not necessary. Look, the song is really cool, like it's very techno, but all these girls doing these things very unnecessary. And I feel like they need to wear more gear because this is just a safety issue that they're half naked and they're working like this, so. Oh goodness. So it's really, it's like a techno dance song, I guess. I don't know the actual genre for the song, but yeah, they're minimal lyrics, but very dance-like. Don't know how you're gonna dance to this though. I'm sorry I brought up Britney Spears. It's not similar to the song at all. Kill me. Power breaker. Oh, okay. Not necessary, please. You don't need to do all those movements while you're doing the work. Oh my gosh. Oh, jeez. Special deals on all heavy tools. And I bet all the guys are thinking, does this come with the girls too? Gosh, no. Please, oh gosh. Stop the video, please. Oh my goodness. Ah! Okay, hold on. So, okay. Additional comments for this video. I am emotionally scarred now. It's not cool. Oh my goodness. And my brain is not working too well right now because I just woke up maybe like 2 hours or so ago. I'm still waking up and this really is not helping me at all.
I think I can move on to the next song. Opening it now. And it is Flying Lotus with Parisian Goldfish / Dance Floor Dale. Okay, there are two people stepping onto a green-screened dance floor, and they're dancing. Ooh, the woman looks very unhappy. The guy looks out of his mind. Close up of the woman's butt, okay. The woman looks very, very bored, but is still dancing with some passion. The guy is going crazy. His facial expression, his arms are moving wildly. He looks like he's kind of being electrocuted. And, oh, okay, the woman has a little bit more expression in her face right now. The guy is still wide-eyed and open-mouthed. He's kind of humping the floor a little bit, bouncing up and down. The background is very trippy. It's, I believe they probably filmed this entire thing on a green screen, and then the background is just a collage of moving neon colors. Okay, now they're holding hands. Oh, they kissed. Okay, now they're making out. And they're making a lot. Their tongues are colored. Their tongues kind of represent the color of the background. So it's very trippy. Now they're groping each other. man is groping the woman's butt, the woman is groping his front part, and now they're stripping. Interesting. Okay, I did not see this coming. Now they are stripping each other, they're completely naked, and the dancing, the private parts, their private parts are being... Oh my goodness! I was gonna say that their private parts are being like painted over, like afterwards, so it's like you don't really see much, but it's like all like painted. Now they're showing intercourse. You and oh my goodness, this is really weird. Okay, I gotta describe this to you guys. It's the intercourse is being shown by like artistic pastel drawings, like animated drawings, and they kind of juxtapose that with the two of them being clothed and dancing side by side while the two versions of them making love are kind of like painted over. And now they just have a lot of groaning faces and a lot of painted penises, and it's just really, really weird. The guy has a climax face on, and oh, okay, there's a visual representation of what climax would look like, and there's a lot of even more flashing colors than there were before. There's what seems to be a colorful hose spraying rainbows, and the rainbows splash onto the dance floor and color it in, and now the video's over. Wow, this video has quite a lot of dislikes. People in the comments are saying the uncensored version is better, I hear, which is ironic because the entire thing is like basically censored on with the painted brush or art technique. I don't know really how to describe it. So that was Parisian Goldfish / Dance Floor Dale by Flying Lotus. Very interesting. I've never heard of this. This song, this video has 400,000 views. It's from 2 years ago, or 2014. The description says, Tim and Eric, I guess the producers of this music video, Tim and Eric would like to urge you that it's probably not safe for work, depending on where you work, of course. Oh, and there are flashing lights. And that's in all caps. Huh, cool. Yeah, I'm kind of speechless at this music video. And the song wasn't that good. It's just an electronic dance tune. I wouldn't say it's too scarring, but it was definitely a very weird experience watching that music video. Flying Lotus. I'll keep that in mind for later.
Okay. Already know the title for the next video. It's Closer by Nine Inch Nails, the director's cut. Not looking forward to this either, because I think Nine Inch Nails, from my knowledge from the past, they're like a really heavy rock group or metal. I don't know. We'll see once I watch this video or listen to the song. Oh, it's old style. Well, it started off as old style, like. There's a heart beating on a chair. Why? I feel like we're in like a mad scientist lab right now. Oh, and they're in shadowy form while singing. Okay. Interesting. I don't like the lyrics. Oh, boobies. Is this okay to put on YouTube? Are you sure? I think it's a mannequin, but still, it's... I don't know. Very good song. I'm not approving of some of these images. They just had a monkey on the cross. This... Take the monkey off the cross. This is inhumane. Hello. And now he's by a windblower and getting up by the fog. Sorry. Thoughts. Guys, the lyrics is really throwing me off. And he's floating in 360, turning. Yay. guy looks fun, but he's frozen. Is he gonna stop and then look at me weird now? Now he's dancing in front of what looks like meat wings. Like, really huge ones, like angels. But not really angel wings, if you know what I mean. Like, that size. Yeah. And now there are 7 guys watching him. And there's a pig head on a contraption, which... these mannequin placements and the boobies. No. Sorry, excuse my language, but it's the truth. Oh. Oh. You want a what? Like an animal? Okay. Now there's fish. Huh. Huh. I really don't know what to say. I feel like I've said everything I needed to say about this video already. I want it to end now because the instrumental sounds amazing, but like the lyrics are really throwing me off right now. Oh, now there's 2 girls tied together by their hair, and there's a girl spinning on a chair, and now there's a guy spinning. They're all spinning. Very interesting images. Spinning. A lot of spinning, guys. Spinning. Spinning. On a turntable. Even a bald guy, too. Very interesting imagery going on here. The lyrics are like, I want to F you like an animal, and a lot of animal stuff is being shown. I'm not liking it though. Not liking it at all. Oh gosh. Don't look at me like that. Just don't. I'm not doing anything weird. Jack is making me watch this video, okay? You should judge him. Take the monkey off the cross! I don't see why you need to put him there. And what throws me off is that some of the mannequins are actually, like, real people. So it makes them... The music video makes them look like mannequins, which is pretty weird. Oh, gosh. This music video is just... Ugh. Super cringeworthy, and he just licked the microphone. Great. He's really having fun with that blower in his face. And now he looks like he's playing piano, but he's not. He's just pushing buttons on a wall. Oh, it's a piano on the wall! Huh. Interesting. And this was all old school. It looked like old school filming, too. Very interesting. Very interesting. Really not the best way to start my day. Getting scarred for life here, guys. Like, no. That was 9 Inch Nails closer. Super scarred. Like I said earlier, it's a really good instrumental, but not really ideal for me to listen to. Oh, okay.
All right. Now, opening up the third... link, and final one, we have a song called Push It by Garbage. Alrighty. Oh, this looks kind of creepy. There's an image of a naked woman with like tape over her, and she was just like making a T Jesus cross pose, and now there are people wearing masks, like pantyhose masks? Oh, okay, there are nuns coming out of a white van with their faces masked over. Looks very, very creepy. Kind of looks like a Town, that Ben Affleck movie. Okay, and now the nuns are walking over to some sort of warehouse. There's also a woman who's singing the song in a grocery store with talking to some other person with their face blacked out, or like kind of like in pencil. Blacked out in pencil, and they kissed a little earlier on. And now the nuns are making their way inside the grocery store and summoning their crosses. And now there are little alien figures dancing in the grocery store aisle next to the freezers. There are people whispering and a guy with long hair whispering words. Okay, the main woman is in the washroom now. I don't know what's happening. There are really creepy kids with gray skin and white hair without any eyes. They're walking down a street. The woman gives some sort of thing, electronic signal to a guy with no head, but like a light bulb where the head should be. And now she seems to be calling up the three demon kids. And the demon kids are in like a really formal clothing. And I think they're approaching her whereabouts. She's in some sort of parliament house right now. I have no idea what to say about this music video. It's just so weird. Oh, now the demon kids are seemingly killing the guy with the light bulb for a head. Wow, I cannot even describe what's going on. The kids are dancing around the guy with the light bulb for a head, and there are a lot of creepy shots just like coming in and out. There's a lot of like faded like videotape kind of looking material. Now they're celebrating the guy with the light bulb guy's birthday or something. And now they're in a graveyard. Oh my goodness, I can't seem to describe what this is. Well, I'm going to take a break and read some of the comments. I remember this strictly on VH1 and being a bit freaked out as a kid, but really liking this song. Well, I can say I'm pretty freaked out and I don't like this song, so unfortunately I can't relate. And now babies are riding parents. Okay, and now, two old Asian dudes are fighting with each other. There's a ship captain who's doing some strange things with her limbs. There's a woman who seems to be drowning herself in an aquarium and getting out. There's a little baby girl sitting on a table surrounded by four men all clad in black. There's the naked woman with the black tape, as you saw in the beginning of the video. I don't know what she's doing. Just a collage of all these random things from all these different aspects of the video. They're doing really weird things. We see the aliens again at the grocery store. We see the woman who climbed out of the aquarium now. Someone's revealing their mask, and it's the woman from before. Okay. Now the light bulb man is okay. The guy with the scratched out like pencil scratches, he's okay. He's getting in the car with light bulb man and the girl, and they seem to be driving off in a Beetle, a Volkswagen Beetle, and Phoenix is at the end. Wow! I don't know what to say about that. It's just really weird. I'm trying to read some of the comments. Oh, this is kind of good. Before there was American Horror Story, there was this video, which kind of makes sense because you can see a lot of the tones. Just really creepy, but this I feel like is a lot more random scary than like an actual like plot that I can't seem to follow at all. I think a lot of this is just symbolism for something, but apparently a lot of Garbage videos are like this. This band is called Garbage and the song is called Push It. I've never heard of this. It's really weird and wow, what an experience. Okay. And we finally made it through those songs. Interesting. Very interesting. That's the most of what I'm going to say. Anyway, that just about wraps it up for this very special Japan Top 10 April Fool's episode, or reactionary episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us squirm while watching these music videos. And that's just about it. My name's Nick, and I'll see you guys later.
Next video. All of you may know him already. Weird Al Yankovic. He did the parodies for other videos before, but this one is Amish Paradise. I've never actually watched this one. I've only watched White and Nerdy and other. I think his other more popular music video parodies, but I haven't watched this one, so we'll see what song he parodied this one. Oh, Gangster's Paradise, never mind. I didn't even have to, like, okay. we are really in an Amish community, and he's dressed up like an Amish person.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob
He has plows. The beard and everything. Ooh, he's dressed up like them.
Milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land. I'm into
Why are
discipline.
They?
Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish
so
all
much
of my
question
chores
here.
And finish dine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. Mm. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
So this video is sort of the dark side of the Amish community, I guess you could say. He's really bringing a darker look to it, but it's not. But they are really working hard there, so.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week.
Oh.
I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care. In fact, I wish him well.
What?
I'll be laughing my head off when
Why would you?
Hell,
oh, okay.
I never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know.
A lot. Oh.
Buttons,
he just came a little figure to a random tourist really for laughing at him. Oh gosh.
Visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300
gosh.
Years.
Whoa.
But we ain't really clean, so please don't point and stare. We're just
oh gosh. Oh my gosh. So I guess they were saying like Amish are very nice, I guess. Like that's their image. But then he's really bringing a dark side to them. Now they're raising a farm and they're probably gonna drop it. Yeah, they're dropping the frame. Typical. Oh gosh. Oh yeah. He brought up like the porn for them is showing just like the lower leg of a fur lady because, you know. Always gotta cover up all the skin, you know.
You're pure in heart when I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little omelets wanna be like on my knees day and night.
Whoa, that hair though, it's like
so don't be vain,
not even cornrows done nice. Well, not cornrows, sorry, but like huge braids. Not very good. Reminds me of The Weeknd. Oh gosh, what is he in slime? Oh jeez. Uh-oh. Now everything's going backwards, but he's the only one going forwards. This is weird. This must have been hard to record, because it looks like that whole scene was filmed back going backwards. Oh. And now they're all in a choir singing to me, but it's a very dark scene. Oh, that's it? Just cut it off abruptly like that. Okay, that was probably the best way to end this recording with a very positive, funny video. Gosh, I didn't have that much commentary for it, but like I said earlier, it's the parody for Gangster's Paradise. Very interesting lyrics. Like, we all know Weird Al Yankovic from before. He was very creative with his videos and very creative with the parodies too, so I commend him for that. And, gosh. Sorry guys, my brain is just not working too well and I'm starting to get a headache. Gosh. This is too funny. Okay. Anyways, hope you guys liked our commentary. You guys can also listen to the past April Fool's specials if you would like. My heart is not working too well for me right now. Gosh. I need to take a nap. This is too much for me. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this. Bye!